Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJZV Radio. As we can see from our last 2 weeks of teaching, there is a huge difference between judging and spiritual discernment. And now, as a review, judging is to condemn. It is to pass sentence upon, to pronounce judgment against, where spiritual discernment is discerning or knowing good from evil. Let me say that again. Discerning is knowing good from evil. To discern is simply to call things what they are. To judge is to decide what people deserve because of it. To discern is to see as God sees. Let me say that again. To discern is to see as God sees. To judge is to play God in the lives of others. So what we often see, unfortunately, is that it is quite possible to be right in our discernment, but to use that discernment to pass judgment against somebody else. And this is exactly what it means to judge out of our flesh, and what Jesus does not want us to do. The problem in that case is it is not our facts. Oh no, the problem is our heart attitude. We are using ourselves as the standard by which others are condemned. Instead of praying for them as we speak the truth from the spiritual discernment in love, we exalt ourselves by taking the moral high ground from ourselves. This is why Jesus said in John 5:30, I can of mine own self do nothing, as I have or hear, that word here is discern, I judge, and my heart is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. In Matthew 7:2, Jesus explains the reason for taking heed to how we judge. Notice in verse 2 of Matthew 7, Jesus was not telling us not to judge, oh no, but to be careful, to take heed to ourselves. For with what measure ye meet it shall be measured unto you again. Sadly, verse 1 of Matthew 7 has really set so many Christians, on the wrong spiritual path for discerning. Again, if we, you know, have no spiritual discernment, we will not be able to judge righteous judgment, the weightier things of God. Thus, all we can do now, notice, is judge people out of our own heart. And if not plowed by God, then our judgment will be fleshly. We will look to get our pound of flesh. Now, God wants us to do both. Let me say that again. God wants us to do both. Both to discern first, then to judge. In fact, if we read verses 3 and 4 of Matthew 7, Jesus tells us to discern by first turning ourselves. We take a look at our heart to remove the beam from our eye, then we can judge our brother, because we can see as God sees to remove the mote from our brother's eyes. We could hardly do this if it was wrong to judge the difference between right and wrong. And then he says that we can help that other person. We can help our brother. Again, something would be impossible if judging from right and wrong was prohibited. Oh no, my friend. Read verse 1 of Matthew 7 in context and in relationship with the rest of the Bible. We are to discern, we are to judge, but to do so with a redemptive goal in mind. We are never to judge, never to play God by deciding for God what others deserve. But when we do discern error or sin in the others, someone else's life, the first thing God would have us do is turn ourselves to Him. Let me say that again. So we discern, and then we judge, and then we turn our hearts to God. Not necessarily because we are guilty of that error or that sin, oh no, but because we dare not become guilty of the sin of judging. We want us as the first turn to Him and give ourselves to Him as a vehicle to pray for our brother and our sister. Now, this does not dismiss their sin or their responsibility before God. Oh, no. But we are taking a redemptive position rather than a condemning position. This is the will of God in this situation. If God speaks to us about sin in another's life, which is very rare, my friend, always remember, a word from God about someone, have it be good or bad, is always about edification and rarely about notification. You know, I made a huge mistake one day when the Lord shared with me about a pastor's desire for the ladies. Well, I went to him and told him what the Lord shared. And he said I was 100% correct. But then he went on to marginalize me. That is okay. A man cannot give what he does not have. Yet, the point of this not judging cannot be understated. You know, when we condemn or pass sentence upon another, we are daring, and we are declaring a standard, and we claim it is from God and it is His standard. Well, I mean, no one in their right mind is going to admit that the standard we use to judge somebody is from our own heart. We always blame God for that. But if we apply such a standard to the one and say it's from God, then it must also apply to us. Why, sure, we will be judged by what we believe is that standard. In short, what I say is right and wrong for another unto their condemnation can only be a reflection of what we believe is right and wrong for us. So how can I condemn another for their sin and not be condemned for mine? Now, I am not saying that any of this is God's judgment, but I am saying that we are condemned by our own condemnation. Let me say that again. We are often condemned by our own condemnation. Now, there are many reasons why we must never play God by deciding, what God wants someone, to receive. For what someone deserves of him is that we cannot fully know the motives of another person's heart. So even though it is acceptable to say what that person did was wrong, it is not acceptable to say they deserve such and such punishment because of it. Now, common sense is another work of God sorely missing in the body of Christ today. But common sense tells us that God wants us to discern, but not be that judge and the jury and the executioner. Think about that. Now, open up your spirit here, my friend. If Jesus meant we should never make a moral judgment as to what is right and wrong, or holy or unholy, or godly or ungodly, or righteous or unrighteous, then where does that leave us? One place it leaves us is that we cannot obey God. That's right. How can we obey God if we must not judge between right or wrong? Furthermore, we can never help other people obey God or know His will. For to do so would necessitate making certain moral judgments. Another thing it would mean is that we would never be able to pray for someone who is going astray. How could we? We are not allowed to even think that they are going astray. That would be judging, wouldn't it? That's right. That would be judging. And that would definitely be out of our conversation. Conviction of sin would be wrong also, because let's face it, if we are to be morally callous as to right and wrong, we must no longer have any conviction as to right and wrong in ourselves or in others. Discerning the difference between true and false doctrine would also cease, for that too would be judging. Wow, that too would be judging. Now, more next week on the critical need for the spiritual discernment in the body of Christ. That the longer I go in God, the more I see how important spiritual discernment is in my life, to understand what's going on and to just to see, in other lives of people, not so that I could judge them or stick my finger in their eye or whatever, but to be able to know what is going on in that situation, in that life, and if need be, separate myself. That is the goal of spiritual discernment, so that we do not get caught up in another's mess, in another situation. God desires that we move fully in Him. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Amen.